your day will wrap up his warm-up tosses. Allen the throw down to second, and we are ready to go here in this one. Again, Brody Markley leading things off for the Cougars. He's DH for South Central. Batting for the center fielder, Seth Jones, and waiting on deck is going to be Callaway Smith. So after we have this matchup between Fearday and Markley, we'll have our first pitcher-pitcher matchup. After that, with Callaway Smith due up. First pitch from Fearday to Markley. Markley, first pitch swinging, and it's going to be a single down the third baseline. The first pitch swinging is Markley, and he will be aboard with a leadoff single. South Central striking quickly here in this one to get their leadoff man aboard. And in steps Callaway Smith. Pitcher-pitcher duel between Fearday and Smith. Fearday already working from the stretch here. His first pitch to Smith will miss low for ball one. So the count is one ball, no strike here on Callaway. Markley with his lead off of first. Fearday to the plate. And here's a ground ball. It's going to get through. So it is back-to-back singles for the Cougars, as they've got two men aboard here early in this top of the first inning. So back-to-back singles to lead off the game for South Central from Brody Markley and Callaway Smith. As Brody Markley jumped on the first pitch he saw from Fearday, Smith took a ball before jumping on the second pitch he saw. So we've got runners aboard at first and second. And Colton Smith at the plate now for the Cougars. We're going to have the courtesy runner coming in for the pitcher, Callaway Smith. That is going to be Luke Shoemate. So Luke Shoemate, the courtesy runner for Callaway Smith, is on base at first. Markley at second. First pitch to Colton Smith. They'll take that inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes here on Colton Smith. Fearday checks the runner. Markley at second now comes to the plate. And this one's going to miss inside ball two. Two balls, no strikes here to Colton Smith. Markley and Shoemate out to their lead. Next pitch to Smith. And this one's going to miss low as well for ball three. South Central got their two leadoff men aboard. They stand at first and second. Now Colton Smith well ahead of Fearday in the count here. Three balls, no strikes. And the next pitch is going to miss low. So bases are going to be loaded with no outs here in the top of the first for South Central. So back-to-back singles, followed by a walk. And now we have a mound visit as assistant coach for St. Anthony will make his way out to the mound to have a talk with his ace and the infield. It's Trevin Sidwell awaits his at-bat for South Central. As again, the Cougars with the bases loaded. Brody Markley at third. Callaway Smith, courtesy runner Luke Shoemate, is aboard at second. And Colton Smith, after that walk, is at third. So two singles and a walk for South Central. Loaded the bases with no outs here in the top of the first inning. Talking going on in this mound visit. Just going to look to kind of game plan the situation, calm the pitcher Fearday down. And now we're set to go again here in this one. Trevin Sidwell at the plate for the Cougars. And bases are loaded with no outs here, top of the first inning. It's South Central. Sidwell will take the first pitch he sees for a called strike one. Count is 0-1 here on Sidwell. No balls, one strike on Sidwell. Again, bases loaded for the Cougars. Check swing, can't hold up. Sidwell, count of 0-2. So no balls and two strikes here on Trevin Sidwell as he faces Brock Fearday for the first time today. Fearday gets a sign, comes set. Now we're going to have timeout called, and now we are set to go again. So here's Fearday, comes set, fires to the plate. Sidwell will take that one low for a ball. As it is one ball, two strikes here on Sidwell. Again, bases loaded for South Central, no outs yet. Here in the top of the first inning, this is a championship game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament that you are listening to right here on WKRV. Next pitch on the way from Fearday. That's a close take there. Did not miss much on that at all. Sidwell, good eye on that all the way as he takes it, and it is a ball inside. Two balls, two strikes count now on Sidwell. Next pitch from Fearday. And Sidwell is going to take this one low. Four ball three. A full count here on Trevin Sidwell. In South Central threatening early with bases loaded. No out stop at the first inning. And now this one is going to be taken for ball four. And Trevin Sidwell draws the walk and gets the RBI as South Central will bring their first run in via an RBI walk. The bases remain loaded. Still with no outs here in the top of the first inning, and Hudson Moore steps into the box for the Cougars. First pitch is going to be taken for ball one. Hudson Moore ahead in the count here, 1-0, is Brock Fearday struggling to find the zone early here in this one. Now this one's going to be a shot up the middle, and shortstop will glove it. Tosses over to second, now to first for the double play. So Meyer gets it to the second baseman, Link, who fires on to Hatton at first, so they will get the double play, the 6-4-3 double play, but South Central able to bring one more run in from third. And the runner, Colton Smith, does advance to third. And Evan Hoover now at the plate for South Central. 6-4-3 double play, now two outs in the top of the first inning. However, South Central scoring one more run on that RBI from Moore. And now here is Evan Hoover. Takes first pitch he sees for ball one. Now takes second pitch he sees for a called strike one. Now 1-1 here on Hoover. Swing and miss, strike two. So one ball, two strikes to count here on Evan Hoover. Next pitch on the way from Fearday. And Hoover going to get caught looking for strike three. So Evan Hoover is caught looking. He's going to be rung up with strike three. And that is going to be the end of the top of the first. But South Central does get themselves on the scoreboard early here in this one, 2-0. They lead St. Anthony. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the bottom of the first inning for you here from this championship game of the NTC Baseball Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRB, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
The South Central will get a pair of leadoff singles to put two runners on. A walk loads the bases, and then another walk drawn by Trevin Sidwell will actually bring a run in for South Central's first run. They take an early 1-0 lead over St. Anthony. And then on a 6-4-3 double play, the runner will score from third as Hudson Moore with the RBI brings in another run. South Central goes up 2-0, or the strikeout will end the inning. So the Cougars strike early with two runs in the top of the first inning, and now Cougars will take the field as St. Anthony comes up for their first at-bat here of the game. At the bottom of the first inning, they will have Will Fearday, Brady Hatton, and Brock Fearday due up for the Bulldogs. First pitch from Callaway Smith to the leadoff man, Will Fearday, the lefty, is going to be taken for called strike one. Next pitch on the way from Smith, and it's going to be driven into center field. Zed Jones will drift back into his left, settles under it, and makes the catch for out number one. Two pitches and one fly ball out. That's being efficient right there when you only have two. I about said pitches, thinking of a friend of mine whose last name is Pitch. Two pitches and an out for Callaway Smith. That's why you don't look at Facebook. Glance down at the Facebook that you have open. looking for a sports score from last night. Because then it messes you up when you broadcast. This one going to be fouled off by Brady Hatton, who's now into the box for St. Anthony. You should never multitask if you're me. Next pitch to Hatton is going to be a swing and miss, and Callaway Smith has himself well ahead here in the count. 0-2. Using one ball, two strikes on Hatton. And this at bat, now swinging a miss. And Maddox Robb coming up with it. And double checking to see if he was going to need to throw it down, if it was going to be considered a drop third. And the umpire said he was good, so that is going to be out number two. So just six pitches so far for Callaway Smith and two outs here. And he's going to face another lefty in Brock Bearday. Bearday batting left, but a righty pitcher on the mound. Next pitch from Smith. That's two balls as Brock Bearday taking that one outside. One ball. Missed just high, and the next miss just outside. Now this one is going to be taken. Called strike one. The two balls and one strike here to Bearday. Now this is going to be a grounder that's going to get through the hole. That's through the 3-4 hole, and Brock Bearday will be the first base runner aboard for St. Anthony with the two-out single. And now it is going to be number one, Tim Seiler, the courtesy runner coming in to run for Bearday. Here is another lefty. The bat for the Bulldogs, here is the designated hitter, Aiden Lurritson. He is batting for the left fielder, Xander Beals. So the courtesy runner, Seiler, gets his lead off of first. Callaway Smith works from the stretch now. Checks over his shoulder once, now twice. Checks again. Now time is called before that pitch to the plate. And probably a good thing, as it looked like just by the movement of Rob on that to corral that non-pitch. Looks like it would have missed just outside. Now this one is going to be taken. That one is going to be a ball. As count is 1-0 here on the Ritson. Check over on the runner at first. And that one was a bang-bang play, but Seiler is back in there safely. That's a good move by Smith there. Made that one closer than I thought it would have been. Now checks on the runner again, and no tag on this one. Seiler back in there safely. He did shorten up his leadoff on that one. About a half a step. He was lead again, and now the pitch from Smith to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Count is one ball and one strike. On Aiden Lurritson, a designated hitter for the Bulldogs. And that is Seiler, the courtesy runner, off to first. We've got two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. South Central does hold a 2-0 lead over St. Anthony early in this game. And now here's a shot to left field, and that is going to be caught by Hudson Moore coming in to make the catch. So St. Anthony will get one base runner on, but nothing past first base as South Central holds on to a 2-0 lead here after one inning of play in this NTC championship game. We will come back and have more baseball action for you here, more South Central baseball action from this NTC Baseball Tournament Championship game on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing at 618-694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 Witness Wednesdays. Thursday, two appetizers for $12. And Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options. And they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
As we get to the top of the second inning underway here, it'll be the 7-8-9 batters for South Central. Maddox Robb leading things off and takes first pitch for called strike one, and now just takes this one for called strike two as well. Now check swing, can't hold up, taps it back. Here they're going to come off the mound, makes the grab, underhand toss over to Hatton at first for out number one. So 1-3 on the ground out for Maddox Robb, and that's going to bring number eight batter Zane Montez, the second baseman, into the box for South Central. Then the number nine batter, Garrett Shoemate, awaits on deck for the Cougars. Zane Montez fouls off this first one he sees. Fouls on one back and out of play. 0-1 the count here on Montez. Brock Beardy back to work on the mound for the Bulldogs. His next pitch is going to be outside and in the dirt. All one. One ball, one strike here on Montez. He'll take this next one for ball two. As early on, we saw a couple of first and second pitch swings, and contact with the ball resulted in a couple of singles, and since then we've seen a few of the South Central batters really taking some time, seeing a lot of pitches at the plate, and others been jumping on a pitch they like early. Montez going to tap this one to the shortstop. That is going to be Meyer making the play as he tosses on to first and Hatton for the out. And that is two up, two down for South Central on the 6-3 put out. So with two outs here, top of the second, number nine batter Garrett Shoemate digs in for the Cougars. Shoemate's first at bat against Hearday. He'll take this one, top of the zone for called strike one. 0-1 the count here on Shoemate. Now showing bunt, pulls back, and takes it for called strike two. Now, good two strikes and two outs. Shoemate looking to swing away. He'll take this one for ball one. One ball, two strikes on the number nine batter, Garrett Shoemate, for the Cougars. Next pitch from Fear Day, and that one's going to be tapped foul. But Shoemate stays alive with that count of one ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strikes here on Shoemate. Next pitch from Fear Day on the way. That's going to be taken for ball two, so the count moves to 2-2. So two balls, two strikes here on Shoemate. Fear Day shakes his line, shakes another one, now gets what he likes on the third time around, and it's going to just miss a low and in for ball three, so the count is now full here on Shoemate. Three balls, two strikes, count on Shoemate, and swing and a miss for strike three, and that is going to end this top of the second inning. So three up, three down for South Central here in the top of the second inning, but they do hold on to a 2-0 lead over St. Anthony in this championship game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament. We will take a break, come back with more action for you here as you're listening to South Central Baseball action from the championship game of the NTC Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Who turned a decorated academic and athletic experience into a successful leadership role in education?
I did.
Who will be next to weigh the endless benefits of earning a first-class education close to home?
I will.
Who's training in a specialized program for a promising start in healthcare?
I am.
Jumpstart your career journey and college experience at the place with enviable skilled programs, growing campus amenities, and amazing value. This is Kaskaskia College. Success starts here.
It'll be 5-6-7 in the order due up for St. Anthony here in the bottom of the second inning. That's going to be Sam Link, Henry Brenton, Alex Meyer. So here is Sam Link. First pitch from Callaway Smith can be tapped foul. So the count is 0-1 here on Link. what started out as a very chilly morning and hoodie weather when I got here this morning has turned into just a beautiful sunny day. It was sunny all day, but it has warmed up, and now a beautiful day for baseball here for this championship game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament being played here at Beecher City High School. 1-1, the count is on link. Now a long foul ball, and that is going to get just outside of the playing field. So the count is going to move to 1-2 here on link. Callaway shakes the sign, shakes another, shakes a third. Now likes the fourth sign that he gets from Rob. Fires to the plate. This one's going to be fouled off as well by a link. So the count stays 1-2. No outs yet here in the bottom of the second inning. This is a leadoff batter for the Bulldogs. Next pitch is going to miss outside. Taking a lot of pitches. This is bat is Link, and now he drives this one into left center field. And Seth Jones, drifting to his right, is going to run that one down for the out. Fly ball out to center fielder Seth Jones will be the first out here at the bottom of the second inning. As here's Henry Brent, another lefty, in the lineup for St. Anthony. Brent, the center fielder for the Bulldogs. First pitch from Callaway Smith. Going to miss outside ball one. 1-0 the count here on Brent. Callaway into his windup. Will miss high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes now, the count. Callaway Smith working his second inning for the Cougars. As we've got ace on ace today, and Brent will foul this one back and out of play. The count moves to 2-1. Two balls and one strike. The count here on Link, or on Brent. Link was the leadoff batter that flew out to center field. Henry Brent, 2-1 count here. Pitch from Callaway is going to be driven into center field. So, again, here comes Seth Jones moving to his right, settles underneath it, and will make the out again. So that is two up and two down for the Bulldogs. And that will bring Alex Mayer to the plate. He is the Bulldog shortstop. First pitch from Smith will miss high, ball one. So 1-0 is the count. Next pitch taken for called, strike one. The count moves to 1-1. As I said, ace on ace today. Callaway Smith, the ace for the Cougars. And Brock Fearday is the ace for the Bulldogs. And Anthony has flown out to center field with their first two batters of this inning. Central continues to hold a 2-0 lead as they were able to put two across in the top of the first inning. Now here is a ball three taken by Meyer. Meyer calls timeout now after the long look in by Smith. So he has a 3-1 count, does Meyer. Swinging. Ground ball, hard ground ball to Trevin Sitwell over at third. He's going to glove, fires over to first base for the 5-3 put out. So three up and three down for St. Anthony here in the bottom of the second inning. Now Central continues to hold that 2-0 lead. We will take a break. When we come back, we will have the third inning for you here from the championship game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament. As you're listening to South Central Baseball Action 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holton File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holton File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holton File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
It is going to be top of the order due up for the Cougars here in the third inning. So Brody Markley, Callaway Smith, and Colton Smith are due up. Markley is 1-for-1 today. He had a single to lead off the game. He had a single right down the third baseline that got into left field. He reached base, and then Callaway Smith singled to move Markley over to second and reach first himself. Colton Smith drew a walk to load the bases, and then an RBI walk by Trevin Sidwell brought Markley in to score. And after that, a 6-4-3 ground out was able to score Callaway Smith from third, and that's how South Central got on top 2-0. That's where we stand here at the beginning of this third inning. So Markley takes this first pitch he sees for ball one and gets himself ahead here in the count early. So 1-0 to count on Markley. Next pitch on the way is going to be taken high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes here on Markley. Next pitch from Fierde is going to miss high for ball three. So three balls and no strikes here on Markley. Next pitch from Fierde is on the way, and that is going to be taken high. That is four straight balls from Fierde as Markley will draw the leadoff walk. That is the third walk given up in the game so far by Fierde. So here is Callaway Smith into the box for the Cougars. He's 1-for-1 today. Had a single back in the first inning, came around and scored. He takes the first pitch he sees here for called strike one. Markley being held on by Hatton down there at first. But Fierde working now from the stretch. Checks over his shoulder. The runner now comes set to the plate. Markley looked like he was going to be off with the pitch, but he holds up, and it's taken for called strike two. It looks like Markley was off hard with that pitch, but hit the brakes and held up. And now the count's 0-2 on Smith with the runner still at first. Now Smith will drive this one into right field. High fly ball as Vincent Vogel settles underneath it. He'll make the catch. And that is the first out of the inning on the fly ball out by Callaway Smith. So now with the one out and the runner at first, here is Colton Smith. He drew a walk back in his first plate appearance in the first inning. Colton will take this first pitch high for ball one. Now moves to 1-0. So one ball, no strikes here on Colton Smith. Next pitch from Fierde, swing and a miss, strike one. So one ball, one strike to count here on Colton Smith. There is one out here in this top of the third inning. South Central leading St. Anthony 2-0. Colton Smith, high fly ball in center field. Vincent Vogel, the right fielder, and the center fielder, Henry Brent, both going over for it. And Brent will make the catch in front of Vogel for out number two of the inning. But now two outs, and that runner at first brings in Trevin Sidwell. He drew a bases loaded walk to get the RBI in the first inning and bring in South Central's first run of the game. Two out still again, top of the third. Markley off to his lead at first. He's going with the pitch. Throw down by Allen is not in time, and Markley is in there safely with the stolen base. Stolen base by Markley put him in scoring position, and that was a called strike. The count on Sidwell is 0-1. Sidwell takes this next pitch high, ball one. So count out one ball, one strike. The four straight balls, the four-pitch walk to Markley, and then the fly out to right field and the fly out to center field gets us to two outs here. And now that pitch was a ball as well, taken high by Sidwell, so the count's 2-1. Two balls, one strike here on Sidwell. Next pitch on the way, and it's a bouncer, and it's going to bounce foul. That was a high bouncer, and the third baseman, Will Fierde, waits it out, lets it cross the foul line just in front of third base before he grabs it. And Trevin Sidwell will be back at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fierde gets his sign, now comes set. Pitch to the plate. And Trevin Sidwell is froze up, and he's going to be caught looking. And that is out number three of the inning. South Central gets their leadoff aboard by a walk. He gets the second on a stolen base, but they can't get him any further as South Central nothing across in that inning. But again, they do still hold a 2-0 lead over St. Anthony as we head to the bottom of the third inning. You are listening to South Central Baseball Action from the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia.
For over a century, First State Bank of Beecher City has been providing personal service to its friends and neighbors. Whether you're looking for personal checking and savings, mortgages, consumer, or agriculture loans, the friendly folks at First State Bank of Beecher City will be happy to help. Stop by 101 South Charles Street in Beecher City or check them out online at fsbbc.com. First State Bank of Beecher City, a strong community bank with strong community values. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So it is going to be the 8 and 9 batters, and then around at the top of the order for St. Anthony. So it'll be Rogan Allen, then Vincent Vogel. And back around at the top of the order with Will Fierde. So here is Callaway Smith against Rogan Allen for the first time today. Allen will take that 1-4 called strike one. So 0-1 the count here on Allen. We'll take this pitch from Smith. Low for ball one. Callaway just missing with that one a little low. Below the knees. So the count is 1-1. Next pitch on the way from Callaway. It's going to miss high. Ball two. So the count is 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The count here on Rogan Allen. Next pitch from Smith on the way. And that is going to be taken low for ball three. So the count is 3-3. 3-3 count on Allen. Next pitch on the way from Smith, and that's going to be a slow. It's going to be a slow roller, and it's going to be called foul ball, as it looks like it went off the left foot of Allen. So it will be a foul ball, and the count is now full. So 3-2 after the foul off the foot by Allen. Now Allen stepping back into the box for the Bulldogs. In full count here on Allen. Callaway shakes the sign, shakes again now. Likes what he's got. And Maddox Robb thought that Callaway had the strikeout, getting ready to toss it down to go around the horn. And instead, it is ball four. And the leadoff man, Rogan Allen, is aboard for St. Anthony with a walk. Courtesy runner now for the catcher coming in. That's going to be number 18, Will Bierman. Will Bierman, the courtesy runner for the catcher, Allen. Now here's the number 9 man, Vincent Vogel, at the plate for St. Anthony. No outs here in the bottom of the third. St. Anthony with a runner on first. Showing bunt is Vincent Vogel. Pulls back, so it's a ball. Snap throw by Rob down to Smith. Allen back in there safely, though. Smith was coming up the line on the possible bunt. Here's Callaway Smith working from the stretch. Checks over his shoulder at the runner. Comes set. Vogel showing bunt. And this one will be strike one. So 1-1 here on Vogel. Gives the sign from Coach Tony Craig. See if he's going to show bunt again with just one strike on the board. Check on the runner. Bierman over at first, and he's back in there safely for the Bulldogs. Again, the count is 1-1 here on Vincent Vogel, the number 9 man for the Bulldogs. So it is Will Fierde waiting on deck for St. Anthony. Callaway Smith comes set, showing bunt is Vogel. He's going to bounce. He's going to bunt this one foul. That bunt. Hopped off his bat and back for strike two. As he get on under that a little bit, got the bat a little underneath it. So now Smith is ahead of the count here with 1-2. So Callaway ahead in the count here, checks on the runner at first. Checks over the shoulder again. Now comes set, pitch to the plate, and this one's going to be tapped south. So the count's going to stay with 1-2 here on Vogel. Hey, So one ball, two strikes to count on Vincent Vogel. Again, Will Fearday waits on deck for St. Anthony. There's Callaway Smith on the mound for the Cougars. Checks on the runner, comes set, and now he's going to throw over. And Bierman back in there safely. Courtesy runner Will Bierman running for the catcher Rogan Allen, who drew the walk. He gets back in there safely. Now Smith ready to go again. Checks the runner, fires to the plate. Now here's going to be a liner foul. And Vogel staying alive at the plate again with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Count here on Vogel. Callaway Smith checks on the runner, takes a long look, now comes set. Callaway checks over his shoulder again twice, comes to the plate. It's going to be a swing and a miss. And strike three. Second strikeout of the game for Callaway Smith. As they turn it over, and we're back to the top of the order. Second time around for Smith to face the Bulldogs. First pitch is going to be taken for called strike one. This is Will Fearday. He flew out to center field in his first at bat today, back in the first inning. Courtesy runner Will Bierman off the bag at first. Check on the runner over there by Smith. Callaway Smith, Colton Smith over there at first, and Bierman is back in there safely. Callaway ready to go again. Comes set. Long look. Long look, and now time is called by Fearday. So as St. Anthony was going out there, one thing you heard Coach Craig telling him was to not let Callaway Smith control the pace. So Callaway taking a long look there. So Fearday calling time, and it was granted. Now fires to the plate, and this is outside. Does Callaway. The count moves to one ball, one strike. Nice grab there by Maddox. Rob, with that pitch coming in outside. One ball, one strike to count here on Fearday. Callaway checks over his shoulder, fires to the plate, swing and a miss, strike two. So one ball, two strikes now to count on Fearday. And one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Then Anthony with a runner at first. South Central still holding a 2-0 lead over the Bulldogs. Callaway Smith working from the stretch here in this third inning. It is pitched to the plate. He's going to miss high. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes to count now on Fearday. Checking over shoulder is Callaway Smith. Now here's a bouncing grounder. Zane Montez can't grab it in time as that's going to get through. That'll be base hit for Fearday. And Bierman, the courtesy runner, will move up to second. Montez just barely missing out on getting there in time to get that bouncing grounder that's going to get through the 3-4 hole. And St. Anthony now, the one out, has two aboard at first and second with Brady Hatton next play. Now here's a bouncer coming on to make the grab. It's going to be Trevin Sillow, fires over to first, and that's off the mark. One run's going to come in score. Runners will get up to second and third. The runner is coming around third. The runner coming home. Throw to the plate and is not in time. But then they're going to try and get the runner. They throw it away. The Southerners are going to throw it away. Two runs scored. And the runner will stay put as Brady Hatton stays at third base. And St. Anthony has tied up this championship game at two apiece. And South Central coach Kurt Jones is going to come out of a dugout after the errant throw from Trevin Sidwell to first, and then the errant throw from Maddox Robb down to third. As two runs are going to come in to score, and we have a tied ball game. So Rogan Allen, his courtesy runner, Will Bierman, comes in to score, as does Will Fearday. All the way from first base, and then Hatton ends up at third. Again, on the one error. On the errant throw, that allowed the one run to come in, and then the second run chugging in as well. Hatton came in the third, and they tried to get him out at third, but the throw there off the mark as well. So the E5 results in a pair of runs, and we are tied up here at two apiece in this championship game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament. Still just one out here in the bottom of the third. And with a runner at third for the Bulldogs, here is the pitcher, Brock Fearday. At the plate now for the Bulldogs. Pitcher on pitcher duel. Fearday is one for one today. He singled back in the first inning for St. Anthony. Callaway Smith to the plate. Swing and miss. Strike one. 0-1 the count here on Brock Fearday. Patton, the runner at third, gets off to his lead. Next pitch from Callaway is going to miss low and out. Ball one. So one ball and one strike now. The count here on Fearday. The pitcher trying to help himself and his team here. And that pitch is going to miss low for ball two. And the count's now two balls, one strike here on Fearday. And we're all tied up now. St. Anthony with two runs this inning to tie it up at two apiece. As we have just one out in the bottom of the third. Now off-speed pitch, the liner to first base. And looks like Colton Smith at first is going to get out of the way and then reach the glove down and made the grab for out number two. So the line out to first base for out number two. We'll bring in Aiden Lauritsen to the plate. Runner still at third for the Bulldogs. As Callaway Smith trying to limit the damage here and hold St. Anthony to just those two runs if he can get out of this jam. From the stretch, Smith pitches in there for called strike one. Next pitch on the way from Smith. Taking high, ball one. So one ball, one strike to count here on Aiden Lauritsen. Lauritsen takes this one low for ball two. But two balls and a strike. On the St. Anthony designated hitter. He'll take this one for called strike two. As count moves to two and two. In the DH for the left fielder, Xander Beals, in the game here. Now Lauritsen with the two and two count. Smith to the plate. He's going to miss outside for ball three. Callaway looks in, gets his sign, comes set. His next delivery is going to be a high fly ball down the right field line. And trying to find it in the sun and making the catch is going to be Evan Hoover. So the pop fly foul out to right field is going to be the third out of the inning. But St. Anthony will strand one runner, but they do get two across in the inning to tie this game up at 2-2. We are through three innings of play here in this championship game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll have the fourth inning for you. Here's you're listening to South Central Baseball Action on 107.1 FM, WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia has several great things rolled into one. First, they have the Golf Simulator. You can test your game against just about any course in the country. They also have Axe Throwing. It's a great place for a night out with a family or friends. Also, Irons has a party room that is perfect for your next event. The holidays will be here before you know it, so get your party booked now. Call 618-699-4061. That's 618-699-4061 for Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing.
2-2, we are all tied up here as we move to the fourth inning of this championship game of this National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament being played at Beecher City High School. So leading things off, first pitch swinging is Hudson Moore. Grounder to the shortstop. And he fires on to first for the out. And so it is one pitch and one out for St. Anthony here to start this fourth inning. Brock Fearday gets Hudson Moore to swing at the first pitch and ground out to shortstop. Now another first pitch swinging is Evan Hoover. He's going to line out to the left fielder, Xander Beals. You can't get much more efficient than that as Brock Fearday has thrown one pitch to each of the two batters this inning and already has two outs. So So now at 2 outs, here is Maddox Robb to the plate for South Central. He ground out to the pitcher back in the second inning. Now first pitch swinging as well as Robb. It's a long line drive. It's going to hit the fence, bounce off the fence, and it will be a stand-up double for Maddox Robb with 2 outs here in this fourth inning. The first 3 batters for South Central all swinging on the first pitch. First two resulted in a ground out and a line out, but now here is Maddox Robb and getting the long double for South Central to put a man on and scoring position with 2 outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Now we have the courtesy runner in for Robb. It looks like it's Chase Gertas coming in to run for Robb. And here is Zane Montez to the plate. This one's going to be taken for called strike one. Count 0-1 here on Montez. He's 0-1 with a ground out shortstop in his first at bat. Back in the second inning. Now here's a swing and a miss for strike two. Ian Gertas, the runner at second for South Central. They have a man in scoring position with 2 outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Count 0-2 on Zane Montez. Pitch from Fierde. And it's a ground ball. It's going to get to the shortstop. Mayer fires over to Hatton for the 6-3 ground out. And South Central will get a man on, but will strand that runner as they can't get anything across there in that fourth inning. We are still tied up here at 2 apiece as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. As you are listening to South Central baseball action here from this NTC Championship baseball game on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
The F&B Community Bank would like to take this opportunity during harvest time to urge safety to all of its area farmers. During this busy time, keep safety on the forefront of all your tasks. The F&B Community Bank would also like to remind everyone to please be mindful and careful when approaching farmers and their slow-moving equipment on the road. Have a safe and successful harvest season from your friends at the F&B Community Bank, member FDIC.
Five, six, and seven spots in the lineup due up here for St. Anthony in this bottom of the fourth inning. So Sam Link will lead it off for the Bulldogs. Henry Brent awaits on deck. Callaway Smith will wrap up his warm-up toss as Maddox Robb throws it down to Shoemate. And we are set to go as the umpire will do a little housekeeping there, clean the plate off. Has Sam Link ready to step into the box for the Bulldogs. Again, we are tied up here at 2 apiece. Halfway through this championship game for the National Trail Conference Tournament. Callaway Smith back to work for his fourth inning on the mound for the Cougars. He will just miss with this first pitch, and that is ball one on Sam Link. Next pitch from Callaway is going to be a hard ground ball to third base. Trevin Sidwell. Gloves fires on to Colton Smith at first for the 5-3 put out. So 5-3 on the ground out for Sam Link. So two pitches and one out for Callaway Smith here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now he faces Henry Brent for the second time today. Brent blew out to center field in his first at bat back in the second inning. First pitch to Brent from Smith. He's going to miss outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes here on Henry Brent. Pitch from Callaway Smith is going to miss high and just a touch out for ball two. Count as 2 balls and no strikes. 2 balls, no strikes on Henry Brent. Smith will shake off sign. Now can set quickly into his windup. Misses just a touch inside. That's ball three. 3 balls and no strikes here on Henry Brent. And he will take 4 straight pitches for a four straight ball walk. So with one out, St. Anthony with a runner at first. Alex Mayer to the plate for South Central. He is 0-1 today. He ground out to third base in his first at bat. In the second inning, he's going to take this first pitch outside for ball one. So one ball, no strikes to count. They're going to check down the signs from Coach Craig. Now gets his sign. Brent going to lead off first, held on by Colton Smith. And this pitch is going to be taken for strike one. So count one ball, one strike. So we've got one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We're all tied up still, two apiece in this championship game between South Central and St. Anthony. Time now going to be called by the batter. So Callaway Smith will step off. Now we are set to go again. Next pitch from Smith is going to be lined up shortstop, trying to make a diving grab of Shoemate, but it's going to get by Shoemate. Henry Brent will chug around second, gets into third safely. And runners now will be at the corners for the Bulldogs. One out single by Bear puts runners at first and third for the Bulldogs. As Rogan Allen getting set to step into the box, and now we are going to have another mound visit by South Central coach Kurt Jones. As he's going to come out and talk to his ace and his infield. Don't believe that he'd go to a pitching change this early. Last game of the season, got to assume that it's still at least being a tight game that he's going to go all he can there with Galloway Smith. Of course, Trevin Sidwell tossing 111 pitches on Wednesday in that semifinal win over Windsor Stushaws. So Trevin Sidwell unavailable today. So you would have maybe Montez, maybe Gurataz. A few different options there that Jones would go to, but again, I don't think he's going to let his senior go as long as he can take him today, unless things get out of hand. But we have a tie ball game here, 2-2, as Smith facing Rogan Allen for the second time. He will take this first pitch for a called strike one. Allen walked back in his first plate appearance in the third inning and came around, scored the first run for St. Anthony. Smith working from the stretch. Long look in. Now he's going to check on the runner over at first. It was back in there safely. Again, runners are at the corner for St. Anthony. We just went out here, bottom of the fourth inning. Moving Allen at the plate for the Bulldogs. Check on the runner again over at first, and he's back in there safely. Smith's been taking some extended looks. Seen him check over a few times, and now he takes an extended look over his shoulder. Now comes to the plate. He's going to miss high and in. And that is going to be ball one. So one ball, one strike. Got to think that Allen probably felt the wind breezing by on that one. That one came up high and in. So one ball, one strike here on Allen. Now check over on the runner again at first. He's back in there safely. One ball, one strike, still the count here on Rogan Allen with one out, bottom of the fourth. Pitch from Smith is going to be taken for ball two. So count two balls, one strike here on Rogan Allen. Smith gets a sign from Rob. Comes set, long hold, long set. Now comes to the plate, and this is going to be fouled out of play by Allen. And the count moves to two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Count here on Rogan Allen. Again, Callaway Smith with runners at the corners working from the stretch here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Callaway comes set. Now he's going to check on the runner at first again. And the runner back in there safely. They're set to go now as Smith back on the rubber, fires in there, swing and a miss. Strike three. So that is now two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Third strike out of the game for Callaway Smith. And that is going to bring Vincent Vogel to the plate. He is 0-for-1 today with a strikeout in his first plate appearance. Back in the third inning. Now check on the runner at third this time by Smith, and Brent is back in there safely. We've seen Callaway Smith very worried about the runners on the bags here in this one. And Meyer did go ahead and, on that strikeout pitch, did go ahead and take second. So runners are at second and third for St. Anthony. Now this one's going to be called strike two. We count 0-2 here on Vincent Vogel. 0-2 on Vogel. Smith looking to get out of another jam here. Check swing. Says that he went. And it's going to get away from Rob, but he's going to go over, pick that ball up out of the grass, fire on Colton Smith at first for the out. So two runners on, but none across, as Callaway Smith will get out of the jam for South Central. Keeps it at a tie ball game 2-2. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will have the fifth inning for you here as you're listening to South Central baseball action from the championship game of the NTC baseball tournament here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com.
Over the past 70 years, LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited have been providing exceptional accounting, tax, and bookkeeping services for their clients throughout the area. Their partners, Joe Kierlock, Mark Burnham, Beth Hawk, and Joe Barth, bring a wealth of knowledge in accounting, tax, and business consulting services. That's LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited at 1007 North 8th in Vandalia, 315 West College in Greenville, and 1101 Main Street in Highland. You can visit them online, lcb-cpas.com.
We'll have the number 9 batter and then back around to the top of the order for South Central as we get the fifth inning underway here in this one. Doc Fearday back to work for his fifth inning on the mound for St. Anthony. Shoemate 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. He'll take this one in the dirt, ball one. South Central with two quick runs in the top of the first inning. And since then, have only had two base runners. Shoemate will take this next pitch for called strike one. So the count is 1-1 here on the number 9 batter, Garrett Shoemate for South Central. Swing and miss, strike two. So 1-2 here on Shoemate. Next pitch from Fearday, fouled out of play. Shoemate will stay alive with that 1-2 count at the plate. 1-2 count here on Shoemate. Fearday shakes off a couple of signs, gets what he wants now, and he's going to miss in the dirt with this one. So the count moves to 2-2. Here on Shoemate. He'll take this one just below the knees, ball three. So 3-2. We are all full with our count. Full count on Shoemate. He's going to foul this one back and out of play. Stays alive at the plate with 3-2 count. Count here on Shoemate, and he's going to be caught looking as he is rung up on strike three. That is 4 strikeouts for Brock Fearday on the day, and 3 of the 4 Cougar strikeouts, Fearday has caught him looking. So here we are back at the top of the order with Brody Markley. He is 1-for-1 with a walk, a single, and a run scored today. Takes first pitch he sees for ball one. Long look in by Fearday. Now gets a sign. Comes to the plate. Markley will take this for ball two. But kind of some different approaches. We saw Markley first pitch swing in his first at bat when he got the single. And then since then, he's seen a few more pitches. He's going to sky this one. It's dropping into foul territory and will be caught by Xander Beals for the out in the left field foul territory area. So 2-up and 2-down for the Cougars. And here is Callaway Smith digging in for the Cougars. Face Fear Day for the third time. Smith takes this one. In four ball one. Galloway is one for two today with a single to left field and then flew out to right field in his last at bat. He's going to take this on the inside part of the plate. Four called, strike one. So the count is one ball, one strike here on Callaway Smith. We will get to him. Colton Smith waits on deck. Now here's a swing and miss for strike two. So one ball, two strikes here on Callaway Smith. And now here's a swing and a miss, strike three. And South Central again held scoreless for the fourth inning in a row, but we do still have a tie game up here at South Central and St. Anthony, deadlocked at two apiece. We will take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the bottom of the fifth inning coming up for you here from this National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament Championship game. As you're listening to South Central Baseball Action here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Got 10 minutes? Online account opening is now available. Open your new Midland Consumer Checking, Savings, Money Market, or Certificate of Deposit account completely online and get our full suite of digital services. Online account opening is fast, simple, and convenient. See for yourself at MidlandSB.com/openonline. Midland States Bank. Banking built better. Member FDIC.
Order due up for St. Anthony. So it will be Will Fearday, Brady Hatton, and Brock Fearday due up for the Bulldogs in this bottom of the fifth. Will Fearday is one for two today. Flew out to center field in his first at bat in the first inning, and back in the third inning, he singled to right field. Came around to score the second run for St. Anthony, and we are still tied up here at 2-2. As we head into the bottom of the fifth inning, here's Callaway Smith back to work on the mound for the Cougars. So Fearday now is in the box. Smith gets his sign into the windup. Rob holding that one, but the umpire not giving it to him, so it will be ball one on the inside pitch. Next pitch, check swing. And going to say that he went. So the count moves to one ball, one strike here on Will Fearday. Here is Callaway Smith into the windup. And that's going to miss outside ball two. The count is two balls and one strike here on Fearday. Smith with a sign. Delivers to the plate. That's going to miss low for ball three. Three balls and one strike here. The count on Fearday. Next pitch is going to be taken for called strike two. It has the fastball from Smith. It is taken by Fearday. So we have a full count here. Three balls, two strikes. Smith's going to shake off the sign from Rob. Now gets what he wants. And this one's going to be tapped foul by Fearday. Off-speed pitch high in the zone from Smith. Tapped foul by Fearday. So the count is going to stay full. Three balls and two strikes. On Fearday. Now there's a ground ball. It's going to get through the 3-4 hole, and it is going to be another single. Pretty much the same spot that Fearday singled last time, as he is 2-for-3 on the day now. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Bulldogs. After the leadoff man is aboard for the Bulldogs. Here's Brady Hatton at the plate, struck out in his first plate appearance and reached on an error in his second appearance. So he is 0 for 2 today, takes first pitch he sees for called strike one. Working from the stretch of Smith, he's going to check on the runner Fearday over at first. Fearday diving back in there, head first safely. Again, count 0-1 here on Hatton. Little check swing. Strike is called. And in the throw down by Rob, the first, and tried to back pick Fearday, and Fearday's back in there safely. Count is 0-2 now here on Hatton. Coming set is Smith. Now he's going to check over on the runner, tag on the back. But Fearday in there safely. As the umpire right there and on top of it. So again, the count still 0-2 here on Hatton. Again, the check over on the runner. No tag applied this time. So the runner back in there safely. There's been quite a few checkovers on runners at first and even at third by Smith here today in this game. Now to the plate. And this is going to be a long drive in the left field. It is hooking foul, and Hudson Moore can't come up with it. And so it is going to be a very, very long foul ball. So the count stays 0-2. No balls, two strikes here on Brady Hatton. Smith steps off briefly, now ready to go. After that brief reset, now fires to the plate. This one's going to be fouled out of play this time. Back into the neighboring cornfield. Count stays 0-2 here on Hatton. Smith from the stretch. He's going to check on over the runner at first. Runner back in there safely. That one was closer. But Fearday still has that timed up, and he's able to dive in head first and get that right hand at the back corner of the bag and get in there safely. Now an off-speed pitch going to be lined into left field, and it's going to stay foul. Gentlest of breezes today, so no wind to move that, and so that was line foul. And Brady Hatton still alive at the plate with the 0-2 count. And two strikes, and he's fouled the last three pitches off, so he stayed alive at the plate 0-2. Smith shakes off Rob. Smith checking, shakes him off again. That was three or four signs there from Rob that Callaway Smith just shook off. And so time called by Hatton. Hatton now back in the box. Smith ready to go. Comes set. Pitch to the plate. That's going to miss high for ball one. One and two the count here on Brady Hatton. Getting ready to see the seventh pitch of his at-bat here. Pitch on the way from Smith. Is going to miss well outside. Four ball two, so two balls and two strikes now to count on Hatton. Remember, he got an 0-2 count and then fouled three straight off. Now he's gotten two straight balls on Callaway Smith. Next pitch, foul tip. Rob can't come up with it. On the tip, so Hatton stays alive at the plate with a 2-2 count. Ninth pitch of this at-bat upcoming from Callaway Smith. And that's going to be blowing in the dirt, ball three. So after an 0-2 count, Hatton had to foul off three pitches to stay alive. Got two straight balls, pitch off. He fouled off the next pitch, fouled off that pitch, and got that pitch in the dirt. So this is the 10th pitch of this at-bat, and Hatton going to call time as Smith taking an extended look into his catcher, Rob. Now we are set to go again. Callaway set to the plate. Here's a line drive into right field. The runner's going to come around second. As who we're going to get that one in quickly. And diving, sliding, I should say, into third safely will be Fearday. And it is going to be back-to-back singles by St. Anthony to lead off this bottom of the fifth inning. The runners are now at the corners for the Bulldogs with Brock Fearday now at the plate. He is 1-for-2 today at a single to right field in his first at-bat in the first inning and then lined out to the first baseman in the third inning and now faces Smith for the third time here in this fifth inning. Runners at the corners. Smith going to check on the runner, Hatton, at first. He's back in there safely. Is Hatton. Here they will dig back in. Smith comes set, fires the plate. He's going to miss outside, ball one. So one ball, no strikes here on Fierde. He's going to look down to Coach Tony Craig for the sign. Now it's set to go. Is Fierde. Pitch from Smith. Outside corner of the plate, forced. Called strike one. So one ball, one strike here on Fierde. One ball, one strike here on Brock Fierde. Smith pitch. He's going to miss for ball one, and then the throw down from Rob is well to the right of second base. And so that is going to allow Fierde to score from third on the throwing error by Maddox Rob. And that's going to allow Brady Hatton to move up to third base. And so now with no outs and the count 2-1 here on Brock Fierde. St. Anthony now with their first lead of the game, 3-2, and they still have a runner at third with no outs. Fierde going to take this one for called strike two. So the count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Fierde. Just a couple of errors have cost South Central big here in this game as St. Anthony has scored all three of their runs on the air. Now we're going to have the fielder's choice there by Colton Smith as the slow roller, the tapper by Fierde. Colton Smith going to come up the first baseline, field it as the runner was coming home. Went with the fielder's choice to try and get the runner at home. It's not in time. Rob tries to make the throw down to Montez in time at first, and it was not in time. So Fierde is aboard on the fielder's choice, and St. Anthony scores in one more run to take a 4-2 lead now. So St. Anthony takes their first lead of the game 3-2 and extends it to 4-2 here. And they have got one runner aboard with no outs here. Courtesy runner in for Brock Fierde at first. Here's Aiden Wurtson to the plate for St. Anthony. He is 0 for 2 today. He lined out to left field in his first at-bat. And then had a pop fly, foul out. To right field in his last at-bat. First pitch is a strike. So the count is 0-1 on Larson. Now here's a drive into center field. Seth Jones going back into his right. He will make the catch and gets it in quickly. And courtesy runner for Fierde. Tim Seiler will retreat back to first base. So one out now here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Sam Link to the plate for the Bulldogs. And still a runner at first with one out for St. Anthony. Now here's Callaway Smith. And this is a grounder to Montez. Montez can't come up with it. So the error on Montez will give St. Anthony runners now at first and second. As we have seen South Central commit three errors in the last three innings. And as a result, St. Anthony now with a 4-2 lead over the Cougars. Here's Henry Brent at the plate. He'll take this first pitch for called strike one. The 0-1 count here on Henry Brent. St. Anthony now leading South Central 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch from Smith. It's going to bounce on the plate and get past Rob. Runners are going to move up. So it got the toe. I thought it bounced on the plate, but it actually hit the toe of Brent. And that's how it bounced and got away from Rob. So now the runners are first, second, and third. We've got bases loaded with just one out. And now here's a comebacker to Smith at the plate. Bear hands it, throws it on to Maddox Robb. They get the force out at home, and they will save a run. And on the fielder's choice, Mayer's aboard. And the bases are still loaded for St. Anthony. So two outs now here in the bottom of the fifth. Base is still loaded for the Bulldogs. And here is Rogan Allen at the plate. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk today. Also scored a run. Scored the first St. Anthony run of the game back in the third inning. He will take this first pitch low for ball one. Next pitch on the way for Callaway Smith. Comes set, deep breath, fires to the plate. High and in, ball two. Two balls, no strikes here on Allen. Callaway Smith will come set. Again, another deep breath, fires to the plate. Here's going to be a liner into left field. Another run's going to come around and score. And now, here comes Henry Brent around. He will score as well. We've got to play at third base. Trevin Sidwell can't handle the throw. It's going to get away from him. As it looks like, actually it looks like maybe Mayer was coming in and might have helped knock that one away, but two more runs will score for the Bulldogs. Their lead is now 6-2 over South Central with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So after the single by Allen, who now is second on the throw, runners are at second and third for St. Anthony, and here is Vincent Vogel at the plate. Takes first pitch for ball one. Smith will come set. Next pitch to the plate is going to be taken for called strike one. So one ball, one strike here on Vogel. One ball, one strike on Vogel. Smith to the plate. Here is a grounder. Trevin Sidwell will move to his left. Glove fires on to Colton Smith over at first for the out. So St. Anthony will get four runs across in the inning as they will bat around the order, put four runs on the board, and take a 6-2 lead over South Central. As the Cougars now trail the Bulldogs at the end of five innings, we will take a break. When we come back, we will have the sixth inning for you here as you're listening to the championship game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
3-4-5 batters coming up for South Central as we start the sixth inning here in this one. South Central comes up this time trailing St. Anthony 6-2. So the Cougars will have Colton Smith, Trevin Sidwell, and Hudson Moore due at the plate here in this top of the sixth inning. Colton Smith 0-for-1 today with a walk and a fly out to center field. So he will be looking for his first hit. He's going to take this pitch low in the dirt, ball one. One and oh the count here on Colton Smith. Now this one's going to miss well outside. And Smith well ahead in the count here. Two balls, no strike. Two balls, no strikes here on Colton Smith. Pitch from Fierday is going to be fouled out of play. Four, strike one. So it is now two balls and a strike here on Smith. Colton Smith at the bat. Up to bat at the plate. Trevin Sidwell awaits on deck. Smith will take this one for called strike two. Colton Smith at the plate. Trevin Sidwell's on deck. And then due up third will be Hudson Moore. Smith will take this one high, ball three. In South Central with two quick runs at the top of the first inning. Since then have been held scoreless. And now here is a long fly ball in the center field. That is going to be Brent moving to his right, to his left, as the right fielder going to come over, but Brent will track it down, makes the catch again in front of Vincent Vogel for the out. Fly ball out to right field by the leadoff man, Colton Smith. That'll bring Trevin Sidwell to the plate. As Hudson Moore waits on deck, called strike one. Taken by Sidwell. Next pitch on the way. And that's going to be called strike two. So no balls, two strikes the count here on Trevin Sidwell. 0-2. Next pitch for your day is going to miss outside, low in the dirt. Four ball one, so the count moves to one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes here on Sidwell. Now that one coming in, Sidwell's got to duck away from it, but leaves the bat hanging up, and it actually is going to tip off the bat and be a foul ball. But it could have been ball two, but instead, nicks off the bat. And count stays at 1-2. Now this pitch from Fierday is going to miss low and outside. And that is ball two. So Trevin Sidwell with a count of two balls, no strikes. Or two balls, two strikes at the plate. And he will take this next one looking, and that's going to be called strike three. That's six strikeouts on the day for Fierday. And the thing that you got to think that Coach Kurt Jones is not going to be happy with, four of those six strikeouts, guys are caught looking. Hudson Moore now at the plate for South Central. He's 0-2 today. Ground out into a double play in the first inning and then ground out to shortstop back in the fourth. After he takes ball one, he would look at this one for ball two. So Moore ahead in the count here, two balls, no strikes. And now held up on this one and ends up being called strike one. Two balls, one strike here. The count on Hudson Moore. Next pitch on the way from Fierday. And a line drive by Moore, but that's going to be snagged by Alex Mayer for the line out to end the top of the sixth inning. So three up, three down for South Central. As, again, they still can't get anything going here later in this ball game, and they trail St. Anthony 6-2. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll have the bottom of the sixth inning coming up for you here, again, from this championship game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament on 107.1 FM, WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Your hometown Vandalia McDonald's is a part of the community and salutes the high school student athletes in our town. Whether it's for a drink run for the office during the day, starting your day off with breakfast, or grabbing dinner on your way home, make your hometown Vandalia McDonald's a part of your day. That's your Vandalia McDonald's, a proud supporter of our student athletes. That's McDonald's on Veterans Avenue in Vandalia.
6-2 South Central trailing St. Anthony. As we start the bottom of the sixth inning here, we're back around to the top of the order for the Bulldogs. So that'll be Will Fierday, Brady Hatton, and Brock Fierday. So Will Fierday comes into the plate. He's 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles to right field and two runs scored. Again, one of several lefties in the lineup for the Bulldogs here. And Fierday going to tap this one foul. The count is 0-1. Here's Callaway Smith back to work on the mound for the Cougars. He's in a sixth inning of work. Said last game of the fall season, got to expect Coach Jones going to ride his ace Smith as far as he can. Trevin Sidwell went the distance on Wednesday, the number two pitcher. Tossed 111 pitches in that semifinal win, so he is unavailable today. So if Coach Jones is going to pull Smith, he's going to have to go with other options. So after a pair of foul balls and one ball called, it is one ball, two strikes here. On Fierde. And now this one's going to hit Fierde. So it is going to be a leadoff hit by pitch for Fierde. And St. Anthony has a runner aboard with no outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner takes the lead off of first, and now here's a ground ball that's going to get through the 5-6 hole. And Trevin Sewell can't come up with it. Now he's going to have to retreat to third base. Throw comes in, and it's going to take a hop past Sidwell, but there is Smith backing him up on the throw from third, and runner's now going to be at second and third for the Bulldogs. So the single by Hatton gets it right through the five hole there. And Fierde is going to advance to third base. And now they're just going to put Fierde on. They're going to intentionally walk Fierde to load the bases. And here is courtesy runner Tim Seiler on. Courtesy run for Fierde. So bases loaded. South Central going to look to get that force out at home of the lead runner, I'm sure. As here is Smith from the stretch, now working against Aiden Larson. He will take this one for called strike one. Again, bases loaded with no outs here, bottom of the sixth inning. After the intentional walk, loaded the bases. Here is Smith, off-speed pitch, going to miss well outside. And the count is now one ball, one strike here on Larson. Now check on the runner at third. And Trevin Sidwell was not at the bag holding him on, so not able to get over to apply the tag in time. So Fierde back is in there safely at third. And the count stays at one ball, one strike here on Larson. In this bottom of the sixth inning. This is going to be fouled back to the screen, so the count moves to one ball, two strikes. On to lefty Larson. Again, several lefties in this Bulldog lineup. Next pitch from Smith, and that's going to be a liner. It's going to get over the head of Montez into right field. One run comes around to score. Fierde comes in. Here's Hatton coming home. And throw is going to be cut off by Colton Smith. So St. Anthony with two runs in on that liner to right field. By Aiden Larson. So now we're going to have Coach Kurt Jones coming out of the dugout again for the Cougars as South Central finds themselves trailing St. Anthony now 8-2. The runners are at the corners for St. Anthony, and we are going to have pitching changes. It looks like Maddox Robb is going to head into the dugout. He's going to remove the catching gear. And so we'll see who is going to be gearing up. It looks like Garrett Shoemate is going to come in from shortstop. And it said Maddox Robb getting the catching gear off. And somebody else putting on, looks like Garrett Shoemate just put the glove down, so it looks like he's going to get a break. And we're going to see who's coming into the game for him. As Maddox Robb, as I said, taking off the catcher's gear. Can't tell who it is yet, but somebody else is getting the gear on for the Cougars. So Maddox Robb is going to switch from catcher to pitcher here in this sixth inning. While Maddox Robb, while they make the pitching change and I try and figure out who's going where, We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get this one back underway for you here after the pitching change and warm-up tosses from Maddox Robb, as again, South Central trailing St. Anthony 8-2 here in the sixth inning of this championship game in the National Trail Conference Tournament on WKRV.
At LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Maddox Robb on to take over pitching duties for South Central. So we're going to have Callaway Smith taking over at shortstop. Callaway Smith's day is done. So he goes 5-plus innings for the Cougars. And he will give up 8 runs on 5 hits. As now Maddox Robb taking over, as I said, the pitching duties for South Central. So it looks like our outfielders have not changed, so my guess is that we've got Luke Shoemate behind the plate now doing the catching duties for South Central. So after this one, it's fouled off by Sam Link. Find himself with an 0-2 count, does Link. As Maddox Robb gets ahead here in this first batter he is facing. He's working from the stretch. His runners are at second and, or at first and second. Now after the pass ball, runners at second and third. For St. Anthony, as the count moves to 1-2 on Link. So 1-2 the count here on Samuel Link, and now he's going to chop at this ball high in the zone. It in left field, drifts almost into foul territory, but making the catch is going to be Hudson Moore, throws it in, and it's going to be cut off by Robb shortly before home plate, but not before. The run is going to score for St. Anthony. That's going to be the first out here of the inning, and Brock Fierday's courtesy runner, Tim Seiler, will score from third base. And tagging up and advancing to third on that catch is going to be Aiden Lurtson. So with one out now and still a runner at third and leading 9-2, St. Anthony has Henry Brent stepping into the box to face Maddox Robb. Pitch from Robb. Misses outside for ball one. In the new battery here is Maddox Robb on the mound for South Central. Luke Shoemate behind the plate for the Cougars. Ooh, and this pitch is going to get back to the screen. It's going to bounce off the, just a bad bounce there as it got off the crossbar. Hit it and got off the third baseline. So that wild pitch is going to allow Lauritsen to come in and score. Now it is a 10-2 lead for St. Anthony as the wheels have just kind of come off the bus here in the last two innings for the Cougars. 10-2 the lead now for St. Anthony. Pitch from Robb is going to be lined into left field. Hudson Moore with the diving grab for the out. Nice job by Hudson Moore. Comes in and dives for it. It's kind of a, oh, it wasn't a dive. I guess it was a slide. He kind of slid for it. So a sliding catch, I should say, for Hudson Moore. As Moore records the first two outs of the inning here. And now St. Anthony with Alex Mayer at the plate. Takes first pitch he sees for ball one. Alex is 1-for-3 today with a single, and he also reached on a fielder's choice back in the fifth inning. He takes this next pitch from Robb for a called strike one. So the count is 1-1. Should we get there? Rogan Allen leaf on deck for the Bulldogs. This one's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count moves to 1-2. So 1-2 here on Alex Mayer. Again, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now here's going to be called strike three as Robb is going to catch him looking. He's going to catch Mayer looking, and that is out number three. So Robb will come in and kind of stem the bleeding, gets three straight outs on a fly ball to left field, a line drive to left field, and then the strikeout. But St. Anthony tacking on four more runs as their lead now pushed out to 10-2. The South Central down to their final three outs to see if they can get something going as they trail St. Anthony 10-2. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll have the seventh inning for you here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We love to sell cars. We have a lot full of vehicles to choose from. Pick one out and enjoy the easy process. A quick trade appraisal, and we will quickly get you great numbers. I understand that everyone is busy and I respect your time. Did I mention we love to sell vehicles? So we will do our best to earn your business. You will see how easy it is to be a Northside customer. Thank you for your business from everyone at Northside Ford.
Again, South Central down to their final three outs here to try and see what they can do to get something going as they now trail St. Anthony 10-2 to start the seventh inning, and it is going to be Evan Hoover, Maddox Robb, and Zane Montez due up for the Cougars here in the top of the seventh. Hoover, 0-for-2 on the day. He's got a strikeout and a line out to left field. Brock Fierday still working on the mound for St. Anthony as he's going to look to get the complete game win here and get these next three outs. And Hoover will take this first pitch. High and out, ball one. Next pitch is going to miss high for ball two. Excuse me, that was actually called strike. That was a called strike. Now this one's going to be high for ball two. So now it's two balls, one strike. Well, now the board says 1-1. I thought maybe I was wrong. It didn't seem like he said strike, but and so now they have 1-1. But we've had three pitches. So Evan Hoover going to line this one. Shot into left center field. That's going to get down the left field power alley. So Evan Hoover will have the leadoff single to get on board for the Cougars. So Evan Hoover doing his part. He's trying to see if the Cougars can mount a massive seventh inning comeback here. They have a lot of work to do as they trail St. Anthony 10-2. Hoover off to a lead at first. Maddox Robb at the plate now for South Central. He is 1-for-2 today with a double back in the fourth inning. So he takes his first pitch for called strike one. And now this one will be called strike two. The 0-2 count here on Maddox Rock. Hoover off to a lead at first. Not too big of a lead, though. Staying fairly close to the bag. Down at first is Hoover. One ball, two strikes now to count on Rock. Pitch from Fierday is going to miss high. That is ball two. So count two balls and two strikes. Fierday, and his seventh inning of work, looking to go the distance for the Bulldogs here. He's got an eight-run lead to work with. This next pitch is going to miss high. That is ball three. So Robb with a full count here, three balls, two strikes. 3-2 the count on Maddox Robb, the pitch from Fierday. Coming in high, but Robb going to fight that one off and out of play. So the count will stay full, three balls, two strikes. Zane Montez waits on deck for the Cougars. Next pitch from Fierday, and that's going to miss four, ball four. So now it is going to be a walk after the leadoff single by Hoover. So runners are first and second with no outs for the Cougars here in this bottom, top of the seventh inning. Top of the seventh inning, here's Zane Montez going to be taking low, ball one. Count on Montez, 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Check on the runner by Fierday. Brings it in, misses low out, 2-0 the count now, two balls, no strikes. Now we're going to have a timeout. Is St. Anthony assistant coach going to head out of the dugout? And we'll go to the mound to talk to his ace. As That's 13 pitches from Fear Day this inning. And just four have been thrown for strikes. So, after the quick talk on the mound, that meeting is over. And we are set to go again. Fear Day back on the mound. Here's Rob Duggan in the box. There's a swing and a miss. Excuse me, that was Montez at the plate. Rob is getting ready to say the courtesy runner. Chase Gurotaz is in for Rob down at first. And Montez, a big swing on that one. Now with a count of 2-1. Now he's going to take this one inside. So again, courtesy runner coming in for Maddox Rob down at first. That's Chase Gurotaz. And Evan Hoover is out at second base. Cougars with no one out yet here in the top of the seventh inning. Montez is going to take this low and outside, and that's going to be the second straight walk given up by Fear Day, so the base is now loaded for the Cougars. The base is loaded, no outs here, top of the seventh inning. Here's the number nine batter, Garrett Shoemate. Luke Shoemate, who came in for Garrett Shoemate. So Luke Shoemate with his first at bat after he came in to take over coaching or catching duties after Maddox Rob went from catcher to pitcher. So first at bat of the game for Luke Shoemate. Takes first one for ball one, now takes this one for called strike one. So count 1-1 here on Luke Shoemate. Waiting on deck is Brody Markley. Again, bases loaded for the Cougars. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Mayer fields it, fires the second for the out, but Shoemate down to first safe as he got down there in time. So just one out on the play, and the Cougars will put one more run across as Hoover will score from third base. So an RBI on the fielder's choice by Luke Shoemate. Now the Cougars here in a Gurotaz is at third. Montez was out at second for the first out. And again, Luke Shoemate is on base via the fielder's choice. Now here's Brody Markley. Here's another shot to the shortstop, Mayer. He's going to fire on the second base in time. And they turn it and get the out at first as well. So Brody Markley into the 6-4-3 double play. And that will end this ballgame. South Central able to get one run across here late and cut it to 10-3, but the double play is going to end this ballgame as South Central will fall to St. Anthony 10-3. So St. Anthony will once again win this championship of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament.